key beliefs. Every sales or decision-making methodology has underlying assumptions and beliefs. Sometimes they are clearly stated and sometimes they are not. We base our methodology on 5 premises. 1. Consultants and clients want the same thing. 2. Intent counts more than technique, and technique is still important. The corollary is you're more successful when you concentrate on the success of others rather than on your own. 3. Solutions have no inherent value. 4. Methodology matters. And 5. World-class inquiry precedes world-class advocacy. Let's take a look at key belief number 1. Consultants and clients want the same thing. There is a level at which consultants and clients share identical, mutual self-interests. Both want a solution that exactly meets the client's needs. If clients do not perceive they're getting a solution that meets their needs, they can choose to do nothing or go somewhere else. And if enough clients make either choice, consultants start hurting. It can be even worse for you if clients do buy your solution and then discover that it does not meet their needs. In that case, you can spend all of your profits, and sometimes more, trying to make it right. If you can't make it right, you have an unhappy, non-referenceable client. Sometimes you spend the effort and money to make it right and still end up with a dissatisfied and disenchanted client. Furthermore, the internet makes it easy for buyers to widely broadcast their experiences, whether positive or negative. We have worked with companies that have lost hundreds of millions of dollars on sales they wish they had never made. Consultants clearly lose when clients think they're not getting a solution that truly meets their needs. Clients lose as well. If they do not buy a solution, all the problems they were hoping to resolve go unsolved. All the results they hoped to achieve are not attained. If they do buy a solution and it does not meet their needs, they waste a great amount of money and time in the solution acquisition and implementation process and still forego the expected economic benefits. With each additional attempt to create a solution, both consultants and client sponsors are met with exponentially more cynicism and resistance and less likelihood of success. Buyers and sellers both want a solution that meets the client's needs exactly. We both win if we get it. We both lose if we do not. That's the good news. Knowing we both want the same thing makes the task easier. The bad news is that clients do not consistently get a solution that meets their needs. Even though both of us want it, even though we both lose if it does not happen, we both often engage in counterproductive behaviors. Let's increase our awareness of those behaviors as a prelude to building better choices. Dysfunctional behaviors of consultants. When we ask consultants what they do that inhibits arriving at a solution which completely meets the client's needs, here are some of the things they tell us. We don't listen. We make assumptions. We don't talk to the right people. We think we know what they need better than they do. We try to fit their needs into our solution. We need to make the sale. It takes too much time. And we don't understand their business. Dysfunctional behaviors of clients. What about the clients? They want a solution that exactly meets their needs, yet they also exhibit counterproductive behaviors and actions that get in the way. Common consultant complaints about clients include, well, they don't know what they need. They can't articulate what they need. They don't agree on what they need. They won't give us good information, and they don't let us talk to the right people. They're unrealistic about time, people, and money. Politics and personal issues count more than the business sense. They procrastinate, and they don't make decisions. If we keep focusing on a solution that exactly meets the client's needs, it will organize and guide our behaviors toward a common goal. It becomes a touchstone against which we can test all requested actions. Whenever we request something of the client, or they ask something of us, we examine whether that effort will take us closer to, rather than farther from, a solution that exactly meets the client's needs. Concentrating on common interests, what we both want, does not eliminate the possibility that we and the client will have interests that differ or even conflict. For instance, when it comes to creating value for the client, to making the pie bigger, we and the client want the same thing, a bigger pie. When deciding how much to pay for the increased value, dividing up the pie, our self-interest may diverge. Each party may feel they deserve more of the pie. Most people find that making the pie bigger makes it much easier to negotiate a meaningful slice. If we do not have a solution that meets the client's needs, there may be no pie to divide.